Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 32. High temperatures reach up to 52 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected and dry Wednesday and Thursday, mid-50s, Wednesday, upper 50s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a Deerfield man is dead after a crash in Kearney County. It happened on a rural road late Sunday afternoon. Troopers say an eastbound Hummer SUV drove through a stop sign at an intersection and crashed into a pickup driving northbound. The driver of the pickup was ejected and died at the scene. This week, Wichita City Council will discuss setting guardrails for how proceeds from the sales tax would be used if it passed. The city wants to specify how the money would be collected, divided, and spent. And a Kansas Senate committee is set to consider a bill making livestock theft a felony. It comes after the measure passed the Kansas House. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Bring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot-wide slide. Splash into pools. And enjoy nonstop, out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is being brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. This spring, Fort Hays State University's Career Development Office, in partnership with FHSU departments, will be hosting several career fairs. These events provide students with opportunities to meet numerous potential employers all in one location. Mark your calendar for the following career fair. Tomorrow, Teacher Exploration and Employment Fair, Tuesday, February 10th, being held from 10 a.m. to noon at the Fort Hays Ballroom in Memorial Union. Students can meet with representatives from 60 school districts and education co-ops to learn about student teaching and full-time employment opportunities. Fire, weather, and emergency response agencies and organizations from across Kansas are encouraging residents to take part in Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week, February 8th through the 14th, to learn how working together can reduce wildfire risk across the state. Bill Wan, the fire management officer with the Kansas Forest Service, said his agency has formed a partnership with numerous state and federal agencies to promote the 2026 theme, Working Together for Wildfire Awareness, Making Kansas Stronger. The partnership includes the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, the Kansas State Firefighters Association, the Kansas Association of Fire Chiefs, and Kansas partners through federal organizations including the National Weather Service and the U.S. Forest Service. Waln said this year's theme highlights how wildfire preparedness and prevention start at home and extends to neighbors, local fire departments, and state and federal partners. Wildfire doesn't stop at a fence line, he said. Preparedness and prevention are shared responsibilities. When Kansans work together before a fire starts, we improve safety for our communities and for the firefighters who protect them. Walm said for more than 90% of wildfires in Kansas are caused by humans, often resulting from escaped debris burns, dragging trailer chains, welding, equipment use, or other outdoor fires during high fire danger conditions. Awareness Week focuses on simple actions Kansans can take to prepare, prevent, and respond to wildfires. Homeowners are encouraged to reduce hazards around their homes by clearing dry vegetation and removing flammable materials. Neighbors and landowners can work together to reduce fuels and plan safe mitigation projects. Walton said local fire departments, many staffed by volunteers, rely on public awareness and responsible behavior to keep communities safe. Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week will also emphasize the importance of partnerships built before an emergency. Local, state, and federal agencies work together year-round to provide weather monitoring, training, equipment, and wildfire response support. The Kansas Forest Service has published a website that provides more information as well as activities taking place during Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week. More information about wildfire preparedness in Kansas also is available at kansasforests.org. Here are the unofficial minutes from the Norton City Council meeting on February 4, 2026. The Norton City Council met in regular session Wednesday, February 4, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Eveline, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, and Jim Miller. Others present were Abigail Horn, Joe Durham, Carol Hill, Logan Keysweater, Jeff Wolf, Mitch Lowry, Courtney Kaus, and Alex McKenna. Motion was made by Dale Engelbert and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the January 21st, 2026 City Council meeting minutes. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. No building permits were presented. Visitor Joe Durham informed Council of upgrades and repairs needed at the Legion Field. It was decided for Joe to attend a Parks Committee meeting to further discuss the details of the upgrades and repairs. Visitor Carol Hill reported on the status of the pickleball court project. It was decided for Carol to attend a Parks Committee meeting to further discuss the project and what is needed from the city. The following old business items were addressed. Gerald thanked the Public Works crew for their work on the impound lot. Code Inspector Jeff Wolf reported on the following property abatements. The notice for 803 North 1st was sent by certified mail, but was returned unclaimed, so he remailed the notice first class and will likely be asking for resolution at the next meeting. Jeff stated 709 North 1st appears to be making some progress, so he would like to grant an additional 2 weeks. Jeff stated that he spoke with the owner of 315 West Half. Some of the items in the notice belong to a previous tenant, so he is trying to figure the legal process of what can be done with those items. The owner has showed effort and made some improvements, so he would like to give an additional 2 weeks. Jeff stated he is working on the Retire the Ride list, but is trying to go after the bigger ones first after that have multiple violations. Gerald stated a memo was provided from the city attorney regarding the use of RVs and campers within the city limits. Gerald stated after reading the memo, it is his understanding that there is an ordinance prohibiting occupancy of an RV or camper in residential districts within the city of Norton, and violations of such could result in a fine up to $500 per day. In summary, Gerald stated there is an ordinance, it is enforceable, and it does have consequences. Gerald stated on the accessibility ordinance, James has indicated that he and Jeff will be addressing those issues with the Planning and Zoning Commission. Jeff stated that he plans to call for a February meeting to discuss the matter. Jason stated he would address resolution number 2-2026 regarding the council room camera at the end of the meeting. Electric Department Supervisor Logan Keysweater reported the light at Travis Field for the handicap parking is on schedule to complete next week. Mayor Jacobson presented the ordinance he had Abby draft amending the order of business for council meetings. However, it was decided to send the draft back to Abby for an additional change before passage. Chief of Police Mitch Lowry introduced new police officer trainee Fabian Loya. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, to approve the training reimbursement agreement between the City of Norton and Fabian Loya. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. Andrew Black reported the Public Works Committee met to discuss the Public Works Department's projects for the year. Jason Jones inquired, and discussion was held on the process and timeline for emailing out the council packet. Jim Miller reported Public Works will be installing the new water meters soon, and the electric department has been installing another round of new electric meters. Jim stated with the rise in inflation, the spending limits for the city administrator and department heads probably needs to be looked at and raised. Dell Engelbert reported from the sales tax ad hoc committee meeting. Dell scheduled another sales tax ad hoc meeting for 4 p.m. on February 12, 2026. Craig Evely scheduled a Parks Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on February 19, 2026. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Gerald Jones, to approve the Norton American Legion's application for park/grandstand use on July 24, 2026. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Dell Engelbert, to offer the water/sewer plant trainee candidate a starting wage of $22.57, which is range 7, step E on the pay scale. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, for the mayor, council, and city attorney to enter executive session to discuss matters which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship for a period of 15 minutes, concluding at 6:45 p.m. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. Council resumed regular session at 6:45 p.m. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Andrew Black, for the mayor, council, and city attorney to enter executive session to discuss matters which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship for a period of 10 minutes, concluding at 6:55 p.m. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. Council resumed regular session at 6:55 p.m. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Craig Evely, that in accordance with City Code 1311.A.2 and 1311.A.3, that the city attorney provide the mayor and council with a written opinion as to the legalities, vulnerabilities, and liabilities that the city of Norton, its mayor, its council members, and its employees may face in potential legal proceedings when their personal email addresses and personal devices have been utilized to conduct city business, and the degree to which these vulnerabilities and liabilities are enhanced or reduced when utilizing email addresses and electronic devices provided by the City of Norton to conduct such business, in order that the Council may move forward in the decision-making process regarding the use of city email addresses and the use of city versus personal devices, and request that this information be provided to Council on or before the March 4, 2026 regularly scheduled City Council meeting. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. Jason's scheduled a camera ad hoc meeting at 4 p.m. on February 10, 2026. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Engelbert to approve appropriating ordinance number 3 as a whole. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. Council adjourned at 6:59 p.m. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQ&K News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call them today, 785-877-3351, for all your healthcare needs.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. It's no secret that margins are tight for growers heading into the 2026 planting season, and agronomists are offering some suggestions. Mike Davis reports.
Zach Webb, technical agronomist with Bayer Crop Science, emphasizes the need to reduce input costs by trimming expenses wherever possible.
It all goes back to what can we make on the backside, whether they're planting corn, cotton, or beans. And right now, honestly, I looked at the markets today, and beans are a little over $10. corn's a little over $4 and cotton's around 64, 65 cents. None of that looks really good. So we've got to find ways to trim some fat, input costs wherever we can. You know, you can't save your way to prosperity, but we've got to trim where we can.
Webb says producers must look for ways to be creative, and that's an individual calculation.
Maybe that's in some varieties or markets where we can reduce plant populations. I don't like seeing anyone mine soils. We've got to put fertility out there to make a crop. So it's just going to be a tough year for margins. I think equipment costs are really hurting us pretty bad right now with equipment where they're at. So anything we can do to cut input costs, and it's going to be a different something probably for every grower.
I'm Mike Davis.
And Virginia cattleman Gene Copenhaver will take the helm as the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. His leadership role began with the end of CattleCon 26, which ended Thursday. Copenhaver currently manages his family's stocker operation in Southwest Virginia and was an agricultural loan officer for 36 years. Copenhaver says his father taught him early on to be at the table, especially when policy decisions are being made. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, Dr. D. I saw something online about a 340B program. What is 340B?
Oh, 340B helps community hospitals and clinics stretch resources so Kansans can get health care and necessary medications close to home at no cost to taxpayers. It's been around for more than 30 years. We should encourage lawmakers to protect it. It's a lifesaver for our community.
I'm glad I asked. Thanks.
This ad is paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling. The limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see a well above average afternoon ahead for us here for today across the entire state. Looking at a warm front that's pushing through the region for today, and with that, we can expect to see highs getting up into the mid to upper 70s for most, some areas actually reaching into the 80s, particularly for the southwestern and south central portions of the state this afternoon. Mid 80s actually expected for some. It also looks like we can expect to see most. Mostly sunny skies across the state here as well. Then for tonight, we can expect to see a pretty big temperature difference between the northwestern portions and the southeastern portions of Kansas. A little bit on the cooler side for the northwestern parts, getting down just below freezing into the upper 20s and still lingering into the upper 40s for the southwestern parts. As a brief cold front begins to push through the region, it looks like we can expect to see partly cloudy skies for most, but a little bit more cloud cover starting to build in for the extreme northwestern and north central portions through the overnight. Once we get to your Tuesday, it looks like a pretty significant drop in temperatures. However, overall, still above average. We should see highs in the 40s across the state. We'll linger in the 50s, actually, across the state, but a pretty big drop in temperatures as that cold front pushes through the region. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies again for most of the state. A little bit more cloud cover building in for the south central and southeastern portions of Kansas once we get to the afternoon hours. More of that mixture of clouds and sun developing. And then as we get to the day on Wednesday, temperature-wise similar, looks like 50 is expected for the day, still above average for this time of the year. However, more cloud cover coming in for the western half in the morning hours and then building into the afternoon hours for the eastern half. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away from wanting to adopt teenagers because they feel like they've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain.
Just knowing that there's just that other person that cares and loves me out there, it feels great. And they've done so much for me, and I can only be appreciative every single day for just having them in my life.
I think it's been the best decision because I gained a son, and he's the best son ever. If I was down and out, he'd be there.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.